Blog Talk Radio.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday evening edition of Psychic View. And I'm happy to see that y'all are calling in and getting lined up for the program. Looks like you're starting to all call in a little earlier than you were. That makes me incredibly happy. It looks like I'll be able to get to every one of your calls if you're all on hold right now, which is absolutely awesome. So I like to draw a card of the day, which I'm going to do right now. And the card that I've drawn is a card that literally talks about healing yourself. You know, there's something that I like to recommend to people because, you know, we only use about, what, at the best, maybe 5% of our brain. And then we've got this huge other mass that I actually think is connected to every potential and possibility in the universe. I think that 95% of our brain is connected to drawing to you what you need to have, whatever that is, whether that's vibrant health or a job or love relationships, whatever it is, or spiritual enlightenment. I believe that the 95% of our brain is what draws it to us. So here I have this card of healing, and it's about healing yourself by concentrating on what's most important for you. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So there's somebody that I know that he was going through a really tough time at work. And so for the last month, I told him to drink water, and distilled water specifically. And on the outside of the bottle of the water, I asked him to write the words, true place success. So he wrote those words, true place to success, on the outside of this bottle of water. And every morning he was drinking a glass of that water. And then every now and then, if he happened to walk by the bottle, he would pour a glass. And he would go and buy new bottles of the distilled water, and he'd write the words, true place success, on the outside of the water. And what's interesting is I got a call from him on Monday saying that he's no longer working at the place he was working, and that he feels incredibly relieved. And this almost at the same time, I mean, within 24 hours, he got a call from another company that heard he wasn't working at this company and got himself another job. And the job is as pretty close to his dream job as he possibly could have. But it was all about him being open to the idea that he was ready to shift into something that would be a better aligned with his attitude, skills, and experience and education. And so starts his new job this coming Monday after getting a nice week off. You know, it pretty much only had kind of one day of anxiousness, because within a day after he left that other job, he got another one. So it was all good. Anyway, I'm going to go to area code 505. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, this is Teresa. I'm calling from Vegas.
Oh, hey, Teresa. What's your question for me?
I just wanted to know if you could tell me when and under what circumstances I would be finding the person I'm supposed to be with.
Oh, well, this is interesting. You have a card that literally talks about someone that feels like a lifetime partner, someone that feels like a lifetime friend. Sometimes I get this card when, okay, this is going to sound odd, but you know how some people say to each other when they're really young that, you know, if we're not married by a certain age, let's marry each other?
Yes.
There's someone like that that is about to come back into your life.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I can't picture who that might be, but, I mean, it could be somebody that I've kind of forgotten about.
Here's what I'm getting, is that there's somebody about to come into your life, and the time frame I'm getting is, and you're going to think it's far away, but it's really not that far away. There's somebody coming into your life by April. And this man that's coming into your life is somebody that I would kind of call a big swinging dick success. I mean, the guy, he's made it, and he's done it on his own, and he's been fantastic. He's just really paid attention to what's important to him, and he's just gone after it, which is just awesome, okay?
Okay.
He's somebody that a lot of people find him a little on the prickly side. He's not prickly. He's just somebody that doesn't like small talk. Okay? So
Okay. What's
interesting about him is that the more direct you are with him, the more he resonates and responds to you by your directness.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. Now,
okay,
one of the things that I would like you to do to put yourself in the path of him is, what is it you've always wanted to learn and haven't done it yet?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay?
Okay.
Let's say you've always had kind of a minor interest in wine. Okay? You like wine,
okay,
but you don't know that much about it. Wouldn't it be fun to start going to wine tasting events as a little hobby?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And going in with the attitude that you don't know much about wine, but you kind of like wine, and you figured that the best way to learn about wine would be with a bunch of people that drank it.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? And
yeah,
and that you actually went to these, there's I think it's the website is localwineevents.com. And then you tap on the city that you want to find out the wine events that are going on.
Okay.
And then you end up deciding that you're going to start going to those events.
Okay.
And you can drag a girlfriend along if you want, but I would rather you meet a whole new group of people by going yourself.
Okay.
But this localwineevents.com is nationwide, so no matter what city you live in, you can probably find one in your city, and then they'll send you emails of what's coming up.
Okay.
And then, what it's saying is that you're going to meet this guy by learning something or participating in something new.
Hello?
Okay. I'm here.
I'm here. Sorry, you broke up a little bit. I'm going to meet him.
Oh,
what?
You're going to meet him learning something new.
Okay.
Okay, so think of something new you want to do. I don't care if it's indoor rock climbing. I don't care if it's line dancing. I don't care if it's being a better public speaker. but find something that you know if you learned how to do it would make you even feel more well-rounded.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But you want to attract a guy to you that has got just a little bit more culture than the average guy.
Yes.
I mean, we're not saying that he needs to be James Bond or anything. But by the way, did you ever my husband and I just finished binge watching the series on Netflix, White Collar. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's a delightful series. It'll take you like a month to watch it, but because there's something like 90 episodes. But it's really a delightful series. And the guy that plays, I don't even want to tell you about it. Just watch it. It's really cute. And there's not a lot of blood and gore in it, which is what I like. So it's, they're solving mysteries and cons and all this other stuff. But there's not a lot of blood, so, family could watch it, But it's just got a good storyline. It's one of my faves. But but my whole point for you is love is coming to you. You just need to put yourself in a slightly different crowd to attract it.
Okay. So does it matter what I do? Just as long as I'm out there, I'll be put in his path?
It specifically says learning something that's going to elevate you in some way.
Okay.
All right. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 704 because they've been holding forever. Hello, 704. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What's your question?
Basically the same thing that she just asked.
About love?
About love, yes.
All right. Let's see what the cards want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Okay, so there's a guy from the past here that's coming up in your cards that, according to this, you're still sort of carrying a torch for.
Okay.
And it may be that you're comparing all potential relationships to this person. And we need to actually really and finally put this person in the past.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you an exercise. Are you ready? Okay. I want you to write him a goodbye letter. You're not going to mail it. All right? What you're going to do is you're going to, Dear John, you're going to write him everything that you should have, would have, could have said to him in this letter. It is a emotional vomit letter. Okay? You're going to say the stuff you liked, but I especially want you to put in there what you didn't, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the last paragraph, after you've gotten all this emotion out about him, because what I don't like is that there's still a possibility in your mind with this guy. And as long as that category's taken up, the vibration of you attracting somebody new doesn't seem to be working like it should, okay? But the last line of this letter is, I release this relationship for the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, I want you to crumple it up, and I want you to burn it. Now, having a little bit of liquor with it's not a bad idea, like a little brandy, a little whiskey, while it's burning. And I'm not talking like a whole, glass of it. I'm talking like a little pony shot of it. Because while it's burning, if you're drinking a little bit of the whiskey or the brandy, you feel the burn on the inside too. Okay? And then you finally go, okay, John, I'm done with you. You are dead to me. Okay? Even though he's probably not, but just he's dead to you. He's no longer a part of your current vibration, right? Now, having said that, one of the things that I see here for you is that by doing something that acts as a catalyst for yourself, something that you've always wanted to do, maybe something that scares the crap out of you a little bit. It might be that you decide that one of the ways that I see people meeting really nice guys, and I'm talking really nice quality guys, is to do some sort of activity that's outdoors. So in a way, I'm going to tell you something similar to what I said to Teresa a second ago. But one of the nicest guys I know is single. And all he does in his spare time is ride his frickin' bicycle. And I'm not talking mountain bike. He gets on his bike and he rides somewhere between 25 and 75 miles on the weekend. And during the week, he does just a little 10 or 15 miler just to, you know, keep things going. He's the nicest guy in the world. He's, you know, he's a CPA, you know, but this is what he does. He goes to work, he rides his bike, he watches must-see TV, and he falls asleep. That's all he does. He doesn't go to bars, he doesn't go to charity events, he doesn't do anything, but he does the biking thing, okay? So what I want you to do is think of a activity that acts as a catalyst to improve you in some way, and this is saying exercise, it's something physical, mm-hmm. and that's how you're going to meet him.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, is that once you find that you now you got to find an activity that you actually really like. Don't do the bicycling if you abhor it. Don't do it if you don't like it. But if you find mm-hmm. that you feel better and you like it, then do that. You know, the other activities are, you know, hiking, indoor rock climbing, running, you know, any kind of sporting event where there's guys. You know, put yourself in the path of a guy, but only if it also interests you. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But the big thing standing in your way is finally dumping the vibration of that other guy.
Yeah, I've had readings where it said somebody from my past was coming back, but they didn't say in what respect. And I'm like, okay, am I holding on to something from the past, or is somebody coming back from the past? And nobody could really clarify.
You know, it's interesting because that is a possibility. As soon as you kind of let go of this one particular guy that I'm seeing that you're kind of carrying a torch for, you know, sometimes they feel it when you do that. And for some reason, they call you within a week and go, you know, you came to mind. What are you up to? What's going on? Don't be talked into it.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Just say, oh yeah, I'm actually training to do a mudder race. By the way, I've had friends of mine, girlfriends of mine, tell me they've met the nicest guys doing those mudder races.
Friends of mine do that.
Oh, but the thing is they're. You know, you're a filthy mess when you're done, but that's
mm-hmm.
not what it's about.
Right.
It's about
yeah.
this sense of everybody accomplishing something and everybody helps people do it. It's just an awesome mm-hmm. feeling.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
All right, Melissa. Thanks for calling. See you later.
All right.
Bye. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939. Who's this? 939, it's all about you. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll try and come back to you. I'm going to go to the next caller. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310, who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Vince.
Oh, hey, Vince, what's going on?
Oh, not much. A lot of changes. We moved to New York from California. Just a lot of stuff happened in a very short time, you know.
So what happened with the court case?
Stuff. Oh, well, I couldn't find a lawyer to sue the company that last company that fired me because they said that they can fire you at will. You know, if they don't like your hair, they can fire you for that. Because California
laws
are really weak.
Oh, yeah, well, so you must work in a right-to-work state.
Yeah, so I had to let that go. So anyway, we packed up and moved to New York, and we're living with family out here right now. But my question is this. On Saturday, I went for an aptitude test for a job with a huge company that's worldwide. Their initials are KC, and they deal with paper products.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you see that I have passed the test and I'll be called in for an interview and get offered a job because they have a few positions they're going to fill. But also, too, another company that I had interviewed for a couple of days before that last week, they're also a paper company. And
well,
they interviewed
I don't
me.
Know. Yeah, I don't know which job you're getting, but you're getting a job by the 5th of November.
Okay, so one of these two.
Yeah, it says one of these two. You're getting a job by the 5th of November. It says You'll know in 10 days. So let me count that out. I have my little calendar in front of me. So today's the 21st. So the 31st puts us on Halloween. So you're probably going to find out on Monday or Tuesday before the 31st or Monday or Tuesday in November. But that's okay. Definitely about to happen. So one of those okay. jobs is going to hire you. And when you go to this job, you need to treat it as though this is the job you want to work at till you retire.
Right. Well, that's what I'm going to do. But
awesome.
Yeah, and I keep having this recurring dream that I'm working in a paper company the last two nights that I've had this dream. And so they both deal with paper, and one of them makes like paper towels, toilet paper, and stuff like that, and the other one takes old paper and cardboard and makes new paper out of it.
Oh,
so
how cool.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, so,
I'm hoping that would be a
really neat job.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I get the KC job over the other one, but if the other one comes through, I'll take that one too.
Okay. Well, this is saying that you'll have news in 10 days.
Okay, yeah, because when I took the test, they said it'll take about a week and a half for us to get the results.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome. All right, my friend, I'm sending you all the good mojo.
Okay. Have a good night then. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 971 area code. Hello, 971. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kay.
Oh, hey, Kay. What's your question?
My question is, I was wondering if I'm going to reconnect with someone who I used to see recently.
Let's see. Okay. So whenever I draw cards and someone's asking me a yes or no question and the majority of the cards come up reversed, the answer is no. So
okay.
This is not somebody you're supposed to reconnect with. As a matter of fact, what it's saying here is the best way for you to meet somebody that could be a good match for you romantically is through church or some sort of religious or spiritual gathering, whether that's a non-denominational church or Tai Chi or yoga or something where it's quite a few of you together doing something that makes you feel calm and connected to the universe in some way. But I don't see that this person from the past is coming back. So I think you might want to follow the same advice that I gave Melissa earlier about writing a goodbye letter to them.
Okay.
Because what it's saying is that if you literally concentrate on the new beginning, that's exactly what happens for you. The new beginning's with everything. It's with love. It's with spirituality. It's with friendships. It's with work. It's with health. It's as soon as you decide that you're not going to live your life in an ordinary way anymore and decide that you're going to live your life for the best of you, then you start attracting better people to you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, girl, because you deserve it.
All right, thank you.
So let that one go in love. Just say, okay, it was for the time it was. It was for a season, not for a lifetime. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. See you later. All right, bye. All right, let me go back to 939 and see if I can get them on the air. Hello, 939, are you there? I wonder if they muted me. Okay, I'll put back them. Maybe they just want to listen to the program, so I'll put them back on hold. All right, now I'm going to area code 787. Hello, 787. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I am Julie.
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
My question is, I'm waiting on an answer on something, and the people who have to return me the answer did something very strange, and they put it in writing, and they wanted me to come to the office and sign for it. So my question is, is it good news or bad news in there, or is it more obfuscating and avoiding, a.k.a. lawyer trick?
You know, I want to tell you, I would, if you have a friend that's an attorney to go with you, that would be an
yes.
awesome thing for you to do. Because I'm getting there's a little bit of trickery here, which is the reason they're trying
it.
To rush you to do this. So what I and it's something about saving them money, not giving you what you're supposed to get. So I would bring somebody with you.
Girl, I've been on it. I made them mail it to two separate animal rights attorneys. These are the
Are these the people that stole your dog?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't trust it, and
yeah,
I wouldn't go there.
See, here's the thing. Julie, you're doing the right stuff. You're doing all the right
okay.
stuff, and they're
okay.
a pile of crap.
Okay.
They are. They're just really, excuse my French, shitty people. And so, yes, I would definitely bring somebody along with you that that cuts right through the bull crap, because they're awful people, and what they did with your dog and all the stuff that happened, it's not that the dog's being mistreated, because the dog's not being mistreated, it's just the fact they
Thank
stole
God.
The dog in the first place.
Yeah, and here they are, legals and politician and et cetera, and they're all protecting the crazy woman who was behind it.
Well, we had a crazier thing happen here in Las Vegas. I don't know if you heard about it, but there was a woman that had.
Oh, you can't top anything in Las Vegas. Go on.
Oh no. No, I think I can. There was a woman
okay,
who owned. Wait. There was a woman who owned a puppy shop, and I
oh,
can't
Lord.
Even remember the name of the puppy shop. But to get
okay.
insurance money, she set the store on fire. With the
she didn't
puppy
like dogs died,
in
did she?
The store.
Oh, my God.
Now, what happened was is the fire department came and rescued all the puppies. So there's a happy
oh
ending
God,
when it comes.
Oh, my God, what a terrible story.
I know. So, yes, there are worse people out there. But she's and then what she did is that they arrested her because they had the person that set the place on fire on camera. They arrested her, and then she got herself deliberately pregnant before going to jail to see if she could
nice.
Get an easier sentence. That's how you know. I mean, I'm sorry. There are just some shitty people out there. But yes, you need
but,
to bring
you know,
an attorney with
part.
You on
this. They wanted me to sign that letter, and I was like, no way am I going in there and signing something without an attorney walking in. So I had them send it to two attorneys, one in New York City and one in upstate New York, because I wanted them to know I'm not giving them. I'm not taking their bullshit.
Yeah,
sorry,
you're not dicking around here.
Do they know that
All
now?
Right. All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Take
See
care.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Carolina.
Oh, hey, Carolina. What's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering if it's okay, is that my ex wants me to go back with him to little boys. I have a daughter myself from my previous relationship. He now lives in California. We've been together for almost 7 years, ups and downs, and I just don't know if it's for my children. I would do it, but I still love them. We still love each other. But I don't know what to do.
Okay, the only way that I would recommend that the two of you get back together is if, number one, you go to counseling so that the two of you
yeah.
get tools to be able to get along with each other from a marital professional, all right? That'd be the first thing. The second thing is that after you guys decide that, okay, we are going to make it work, are you still married to him and just separated, or you never got married?
We never got married. We live
okay.
together, though.
Okay, so here's the second thing. We go to counseling first. The second thing is we get married.
Okay, yeah, he
because,
did, yeah,
okay,
he did
good.
Propose that, yeah.
Okay, but what you say is, you know what, I'm interested, but I think we need to go to counseling because once we make this step, we need to decide to be together. All right?
So,
and it, what it boils down to is that means it all boils down to the two of you trusting each other that you're both on the same page. Do you see what I mean?
I see. Yeah.
And I have no doubt, sweetheart, I have no doubt, Carolina, that he loves you.
Okay.
All right? But those are my two recommendations, okay?
Okay. That was the
all right,
exact,
girl.
The exact question I got. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mona. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here. I'm going to try 939 one more time. Let's see if we can get 939 on the air. Hello, 939, are you there? All right. Maybe they're listening to another psychic show. Okay, so now I'm going to go to the next person who's been on hold the longest. Area code 412. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's David. How are you?
Oh, hey, David. How you doing?
Good, good. How's things going?
Pretty good. What's your question for me?
Well, it's not really a question. I'm just your number one fan. Remember Unleashed?
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw you on Twitter. It was weird because I saw you on Twitter, and I was like, oh, man, you're going on the air in 3 minutes. I tweeted at you, too, and I was like, I got to call her and talk to her and say hi. I haven't spoke to her in a long time.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel like I want to answer a question for you now.
Well, if you want to answer a question, I guess I can ask. I'm kind of in between jobs right now, and I really applied for a job that I really, really want. I was wondering, you know, do you see that happening and when it will happen?
Well, no matter what happens, you're on the verge of sort of a rebirth, that it starts by you identifying with the vibration that nobody can do what you do the way you do it.
Okay.
Okay? So it starts with that vibration, okay? And as soon as you realize that nobody does what you do the way you do it, that you're not comparing yourself to anybody else, you're only going to expand into your best path all on your own. As soon as you actually really realize that, then the vibrational breakthrough happens. The other thing I want to tell you is that you may need to use what you've done in the past as sort of fertilizer or foundation, but the thing you do next is totally different. And this is saying that there is success connected with what you want within the next 6 weeks. And there's somebody that acts as a lifelong friend with you that paves the way. Specifically, there's a man here with dark hair and dark eyes. He's kind of a big guy. Always has regarded you fondly and as a professional. So for no reason except just to reach out and check in with him and maybe even ask him if you can use his name as a reference, that would be a good reason to call. Don't be surprised if just by calling and saying, hey, you know, I'm looking to shift into something new and I just wanted to make sure it'd be okay I used your name as a reference. And then don't be surprised if it goes into a dialogue, oh, well, David, what are you doing? And then you say, well, I'm between successes right now. I'm between projects. There's one I've kind of gotten my crosshairs. I'm not sure what's going to happen with it. Why? What's up with you?
Okay.
You see?
That makes sense.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, the one
well,
thing that you're
not. Well, not shamelessly.
What?
Go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Well, I want to hear what you were shamelessly going to say.
Well, not to shamelessly promote, but Liz and I have really reinvented ourselves since you've been on the show last. And she's doing a podcast now called Live and Unleash. That's what she does. I do a podcast called Confessions because basically I always thought my life's purpose was to help other people. And so what I do is I receive anonymous confessions. I receive about 11,000 confessions a week now. So I'm really gain popularity, which I'm so excited
about.
Oh,
my gosh.
And
now, are you doing that on the radio?
I am. I'm doing it on, I have my own podcast on SoundCloud that I'm doing right now. I just launched it a couple weeks ago. But
okay,
it's
what's
been,
your
it's
website
gained,
so
gained
I can
wild.
Tell people it's here? A, what's your website?
It's soundcloud.com/ Livin' Unleashed, LIVIN Unleashed.
Okay,
Livin'
Unleashed.
That's my confession. Yeah, and then if you go to livinunleashed.com, you can hear Liz's show. She's more, like, I do confessions on that as well. I produce it, but she hosts it. We kind of went, not our separate ways, but we're doing two separate things, and it's become wildly successful. So that's why it's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
But
and
you know
course,
what?
It, you know,
okay, what's brilliant about your podcast is these are real people confessing things that they feel incredibly guilty about.
Correct, yeah.
And for those
and I give
people
them my advice.
That, okay, but for those people that are like huge voyeurs, that's like, that's like that could be really addictive to people to listen to. And
yeah,
you
and
know
it's
where
funny.
I
wait,
sorry, wait,
I gotta
tell you one thing. Where I see that going, David, is I see you. There's this dark-haired, dark-eyed guy that you may say, well, you know, I'm doing this podcast right now. That would make a great TV series.
Wow!
Because the confession could be somebody actually. I can hear this woman's voice talking about something she's feeling guilty about, and I don't know what it is. Let's say it's an affair, and she's saying, I feel so guilty." And then it actually plays. You actually see the whole episode where she says, "I feel so guilty," and then you see why in the episode she feels so guilty.
Interesting. That is, it sounds pretty cool. I mean, we've had a wild success with this because it's just, it's funny because I just got my logo today and I didn't even notice this, but Liz was the one who pointed it out to me. She's like, it looks like your glasses are two cups of coffee. And it's just, that's when people normally confess things. They sit down, they sit over a latte and they just say, oh my God, you wouldn't believe what I did last night. And there it is.
Okay. There's a bigger opportunity here than you think, my friend.
That's awesome.
But
I'm glad to hear
absolutely
that.
Absolutely lovely for you to reconnect.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to write you an email a little bit later too. I want you to be on the show with Liz again so you can talk with her. But one more quick thing. The reason I called too was because I wanted to find out. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not making money at this at the moment, so I have to work in the real world until then. So that's why I was asking about the whole job thing. Because there is a job. There is a job that I really, really would like to do that would also work hand in hand with what I'm doing now. So.
Right. Well, what it says, the way you stand out is by your individuality. So so you've already done the interviews?
Yes, I did one, yes.
Okay. And so is there supposed to be more?
There's
just
supposed
a direct
to
hire
be.
From here?
No, it's, the way this company works, they're a little slow at hiring people. I already worked for them once, and then I wound up resigning from a different position to do something else because I was too early to transfer. But normally there's about two or three interviews. So I did one, and I'm pretty confident about that. I just want to make sure that I'm concrete in the decision.
Okay. Here's what I would do is tomorrow, because it's Thursday, I would show up there about 9 o'clock with 3 dozen donuts.
Wow. Okay.
And I would take them to whoever you interviewed. Now, if you can't get to them, take them to the receptionist desk and say, these 3 dozen donuts are for John Smith. And then on the top of the 3 dozen donuts, you're going to have taped a note saying, I just want to let you know I really enjoyed having our visit together. I look forward to the next step. Sincerely, David.
Okay. I'll try that.
Because here's the thing, everybody loves donuts. They might not eat them.
Of course.
But everybody loves donuts. And if you're addressing all 3 dozen to John Smith, then John Smith looks like a hero for the day because he's responsible for 3 dozen donuts. Do you see what I mean?
Which is going to make his day much easier, too. So.
Hey, hello. Yeah, what you want to do is just a little, some sort of nice gesture tomorrow morning. I call it a donut ambush is what I call that. Something nice that he's triggered and remembers you in some way. Okay? I got to go.
Gotcha.
See you later.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
Well, thanks
right,
for talking, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
All right, see ya. Bye. All right, let me go to area code I'm going to the folks that are holding the longest here. 856. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, how are you, Rosemaria?
Oh, hey, Rosemaria. What's your question?
How whatever you can pick up that's coming in from possibly for a job. I know I have it, but I don't know when.
Okay. Hold on. All right. Let's see what the cards want to tell you. Oh, it's definitely happening. You're just on pins and needles till it does.
Right.
I actually, the only two cards that are coming up with a number in your reading is the number 3 and the number 2. I think you're gonna know a start date within the next two weeks. I actually think you may even be starting the job in the next 2 weeks.
Cool.
Which is a good thing.
Right. That's a good thing.
Totally. But I'm telling you, they love you. Once you get on this job, you're gonna totally enjoy it. So I'm not worried. It's just this waiting's killing you.
Oh, you got that one right.
You know, here's the thing, is that there may be some folks out there that kind of owe you a favor or two. So you might want to call them and say, you know, I'm supposed to start this job in the next couple weeks, and I'm just feeling really anxious about it, and I need to keep myself busy until it starts. Because that's what I'm getting in your cards, is that you need to keep really busy till it starts.
Right. Actually, that's fun, because I'm going to call them this weekend.
Awesome. All right, well, break a leg.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. Bye.
See ya.
Okay, I've got somebody here from, my computer here. Area code 337. Hello, 337. Who's this?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Oh, hey, Candace. What's your question?
Well, I actually have a question about love. I love this. What do you think up on my love life? I've been going through some things, and you know.
So you know, before I even turn cards over for you, I've got this really strong gut feeling to say it's what's in it for you, not what's in it for them, and that before you sleep with anybody, you need to know them well enough that after you sleep with them, they're not going to disappear or get weird. So that's going to take 3 or 4 months of dating somebody before you sleep with them. Now, I don't care if you fool around a little bit, but you don't do it.
No.
At least 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely right on that. I definitely won't.
Okay.
I don't do that anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what I'm getting here for you is that you've been there. It looks like the last relationship really was not what it was cracked up to be. And once the person really revealed themselves, you're like, how could I have even been so blind?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm telling you here is that I actually think that you're done kissing frogs, and I think the next one is the prince.
Oh.
But you need to make sure that you're getting to know them past their impression, the impression they want to make to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to see if I can get 939 back on the air. Hello, 939, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I feel famous.
Yeah, because this is like the fourth time I've tried to get you on the air. What's your first name?
Lee.
Lee?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question, my friend?
I just wanted to find out, I'm in a relationship, and I just wanted to see if you see when the time would come that we go to the next level.
Okay, so my first reaction before I turn cards over for you is do not rush this.
Okay.
Okay? Make these next, especially the next 8 weeks, all about experiences that you do together that are fun. Okay?
Okay.
I really want you to be disciplined here. It's don't do the where is this relationship going speech. Instead, these next 8 weeks are all about the two of you having adventures together. Okay?
Got it.
And I don't care if the adventure is something as silly as coupon shopping at the grocery store. I know that sounds silly, but it may also be that the two of you try and find the best coupon online to go out to dinner.
Okay.
And you do really silly, fun things like that. Because what I keep getting in your cards here is that this relationship is totally going in the right direction. You just don't put pressure on it in the process.
I know.
Okay. It's like somebody that plants a whole field of corn, and when the corn starts to sprout, they go out there and start pulling on the shoots, thinking it's going to make the corn grow faster.
Uh-huh.
Just let it evolve. Because every one of these cards is looking very positive. So you just need to let it happen. Don't make it happen. Okay?
Sure.
All right, my friend.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. You know, I really love it when people call me from a quiet phone. It's just so much easier to hear. All right, let me see if I can get 312 on the air. Let's get you on there. Hi, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tina calling.
Hi, Tina. What's your question?
Actually, I met this guy. I'm trying to feel him a little bit, trying to figure him out.
Uh-huh.
You need a name?
Nope. So you met a new guy, and you're trying to decide, how do I get this guy to kind of tell me about himself? Because he's really
telling me about himself. I'm just trying to figure him out.
Okay, well, he's a little scattered, and he's not scattered in a mean, evil way. He just thinks about 12 things at the same time. So
okay.
it's not a reflection on you. It's just kind of how he's wired. I'll tell you, if anyone needs a girlfriend, it's this guy.
Yes.
I'm not talking about, seriously, I'm not talking about for the sexual side of it. I'm talking about this guy has got such great potential, and if he had someone that loved him that could kind of help guide him in the right direction, he would be wildly successful.
Hmm.
So one of the things that I want you to tell him, and this is the absolute truth, he is not a multitasker. So you can say that you called this psychic on the radio and that he came up in your reading. No, seriously, just tell him. It's fodder for discussion. So you say, I called this psychic on the radio because she's got this program that she does, and you came up in my cards as somebody that's very smart, which is true, but has a hard time focusing, and that she said that I should tell you that if you focused on one thing at a time, that if you didn't try to be a multitasker, that what would happen is that everything would start to happen for him. So just tell him that, because it's a great over a martini conversation. Oh, by the way, I talked to the psychic, and you came up in my card.
Like he's moving everything so fast, and like, okay. I mean, it's not like it's not a good thing, but I've never seen a guy all over a woman like that.
Okay, but see, here's the thing, is that you meet everything that's on his mental checklist that a woman should be. You're pretty,
okay.
You're smart, you've got your act together, you're not a flake. So he looks at you as why should he waste time kind of being committed to you? Because what I'm getting here is that this is the first time he's actually been this excited about somebody. But this is where you come in and you kind of hold his horses a little bit. So there's an old saying, and I love this saying, he chased her till she caught him. Okay?
Yes.
He chased her till she caught him. And so what you do is you be the person that just guides him into exactly the kind of man you want to be, have in your life. You guide him that way. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And once you kind of guide him in that direction and you calm him down, that, you know, you're not going anywhere. You're just waiting until you're just getting to know him, And that, you know, and then if he brings up marriage again really early, say, I don't think that's appropriate for you to bring up to me for at least a year.
Oh, yeah. See, if you know he's been talking about marriage and children,
right,
and everything.
But what you say is, you know, sweetheart, I like you too, but let's just enjoy each other for the next 10 months or a year. And then you can bring up marriage then. Let's see if we really like each other. And then you can talk
mm-hmm.
about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you still like me in 10 months, or 12 months, then of course I'll marry you. But don't bring it up until we've been together that long.
Okay.
And then kiss him on the nose, give him a big hug, and say, let's go to the movies. I'm serious.
Oh, Mona, I love you.
All right, my friend, thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 904 area code. Hello, 904, who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Sarah from Florida.
Hi, Sarah. What's your question?
Career-wise, I've really been, you know, putting in applications over the computer. I had one interview, which I guess I haven't interviewed in a long time, and I didn't do well. You know, I should have sold myself more on what the job entailed, and I did not. So I wasn't surprised when my recruiter called me and told me. Then I had another interview from California over Skype for a position
right.
here in my city.
Right.
So I'm going to follow up with her on tomorrow, being that she hasn't followed back up with me, just to see, you know, where did I fit in the process.
Well, okay, that first job, I didn't want that first job that you interviewed with that you said you didn't do that great, I didn't want you to get that job anyway. So let's just kind of, let's chalk that up to we weren't supposed to get that job anyway, and stop beating yourself up over it. Now, this job that you're interviewing for via Skype, one of the things that I want you to point out during the interview, and this is probably the thing that will probably get you the job. Are you ready?
Okay.
You want to say something along the lines of, one of the things I do really well is bring harmony to chaos. I'm very good at staying calm when people are rattled. Because you are.
Amen.
Okay. And
that's
and
true.
you can say that sometimes I end up acting as sort of the lead among the people I work with, even though I don't have the title, specifically because I can calm people down. And the reason I can calm people down is I have a very I have a very good approach when people are upset. Do you see what I mean? And
yes.
So what's the job?
It's like an admin support.
Okay. So that's what you say, is that you would probably say that your biggest call to success is that you bring harmony to chaos. And then if you have some examples of that from your former jobs, you need to actually explain it. Well, because if they go, what do you mean by that? We'll say, well, one of the things I did is I organized the office so that every desk was set up the same way. So if someone needed to take over somebody else's desk for whatever reason, all the files were in the same order so they could find them no matter what desk they sat at.
Okay.
That would be an example
okay.
of what I mean. Okay. But
okay.
but the other cool thing that you've done is that you have this way of I keep getting harmony to chaos with you. It's like
mm-hmm.
you're somebody that you are a little on the quiet side. You're a very hard worker. You're not a gossip. You're not somebody that causes stress in the environment. You actually bring calm to the environment. Do you see what I mean? And that the skills
yes.
that and I think that the upshot of what they're looking for is they're looking for a specific personality. And I think that the reason why this recruiter has directed you to this particular company is I think your recruiter thinks that you have the right personality. We already know you have the skills.
Okay.
This is saying you're going to do really well in the interview.
I would say, Mona, how do you know this? But you're psychic.
Well, I'm just telling you that the last job that you interviewed for, you weren't supposed to get it. So It's, you know, to me, I think it's a blessing that they didn't offer it to you. Whereas This next job is a better fit all the way around. And then make sure when they ask you if you have any questions, and if you already know the kind of company it is, have some very thoughtful questions. Because recruiters from companies are very attentive to the questions that you ask. And don't be one of those people that goes, when they say, oh, do you have any questions, just say, oh, no, I'm good. I want you to instead say, tell me the most successful environment, or tell me about the environment that I'd be working in. That's a great question.
Okay.
And then they go, oh, well, we'd have you probably answering to 3 different executives, and you'd probably be helping all of them with a variety of different things. And then you say, well, would I be able to do sales support? Because I'm really good with that. So you get an opportunity to throw in whatever else you're good at. But I have to say your biggest selling point is you're awesome at keeping things going and ticking and juggling and keeping things moving. I think that's really where you excel. Plus the fact you have this very calming energy. So one of the people that you're going to be working for is Mr. Scatterbrain. So it's the scatterbrain person that when you impress, and I'm getting a man, you impress him the most. He's the one that's going to make sure that you're always protected politically at this job.
Okay.
Because you're making him look good. So When you make him look good, there's no way he's going to want you leaving. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
All right, so kick ass at this next Skype interview, okay?
All right, I will let you know.
All right, Sarah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas. Or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.